Yes, it is all about the children, even after they're born. Rick Smith.
So the Pennsylvania State Senate, evidently they've got Bill 383, which I'm guessing we're gonna make guns in school great again. I'm not sure. Again, I'm not a big fan of more guns in school. I'm not a big fan of more guns everywhere. But I got to be honest, I don't know that in a classroom. I don't know. Not sure where that thought is. I'm here to talk about this latest piece of legislation and maybe what their organization's thoughts on it. I've asked Whit Kiever to come talk with us. He's Assistant Communications Director with the Pennsylvania State Education Association. Whit, thanks for taking time for us.
Thank you. Good morning, Rick.
So walk me through this. What is Senate Bill 383?
Well, Senate Bill 383 is similar to legislation that has been enacted into law in a few other states, which basically sets up a process whereby teachers or other school employees, that includes, you know, everyone from the superintendent or principal right down to the custodian, can, with some minimal training, bring their own firearms in school with a concealed carry permit. And the legislation, which passed the Pennsylvania State Senate last night by a 28-22 vote, is modeled on those types of bills. It creates some training requirements and a new level of bureaucracy for school districts, but the bottom line is that it brings more guns into schools and it does not make students and staff safer. It puts them more at risk.
So are we in favor of more guns in the classroom? I mean, you know, little Johnny Susie gets out of hand, you got some backup.
Let's be clear, Rick. There's a lot of people who are gun owners and responsible gun owners.
Certainly.
I respect that. I think all of our members respect that. The key question here is what makes and keeps students and school staff safe? Two state government task forces have studied this issue. That they brought in experts from law enforcement and education. And the conclusion that they both reached was this type of bill does not keep schools safer. It actually increases risk. There's a lot of emotion behind this, and we all understand that, you know, the tragic incidents that happened at Sandy Hook Elementary in Connecticut and Columbine in Colorado. One of the many of the unintended consequences of a bill like this might be, for instance, students gaining access to a teacher's firearm that wasn't properly secured, or accidental shootings, accidental discharges of weapons. It also creates problems for first responders. If a first responder is dispatched to a school where there's an armed confrontation taking place, the first responders may not be able to identify who the perpetrator is and who the school staff are, and basically would have to treat anyone with a firearm as a potential perpetrator. So it would not only cause delays, it would put more children and school staff at risk, and that's why we oppose this.
I mean, I look at this, and again, you know, the idea of more bullets flying around just means more people possibly catching one of those bullets. And it just seems a bad idea to me. And the idea of more guns in school, just to me is a bad idea all the way around. There are some common sense things we could do. I mean, a lot of schools, you know, they do a good job of securing the building. There could be other things, I think, other than, you know, having teachers who got into teaching because they love kids and they love teaching, not because they wanted to be armed guards.
Well, that you're exactly right, Rick. Teachers didn't go into education to become armed guards and police school buildings and grounds with firearms. Their primary responsibility is teaching children. Now, many school districts employ either school security or school resource officers who are appropriately trained and are appropriately trained to carry firearms in a school environment. We're fine with that. We think that that's okay that appropriately trained school safety officers be employed in school districts. So this is not about being opposed to the use of guns in all situations. It's just that this is the wrong approach. Given arming teachers or education support professionals or other school staff, their primary responsibility is to be educating students. So that's why this is the wrong approach.
Yeah, I mean, I just, again, for me, and where I come from is a place of more guns are not the answers. Even if you live in a place where there might be a grizzly bear walking around, if you remember Betsy DeVos's rationale for the need for more guns.
Well, I think that's, you know, and I had to chuckle when you said about Betsy DeVos. There are a lot of people who have strong feelings about safety and about guns and who are responsible gun owners. We respect that.
Yeah.
But in terms of how to properly keep a school facility safe, this is not the way to go. I had the privilege yesterday of communicating with a teacher from Newtown, Connecticut, who was a survivor of the Sandy Hook shooting. And she and her other colleagues who survived that horrible tragedy actually wrote to Pennsylvania State Senate. I have a copy of her letter. I think it's really interesting reading. Could I share a little bit with you?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah. This is a teacher from Newtown, Connecticut, and a survivor of the Sandy Hook Elementary, and these are her words describing the Sandy Hook shooting. As the gunman burst in with an AR-15, we were taking care of terrified children behind closed doors, listening to 154 gunshots unleashed in 5 minutes in the classrooms and hallway of our elementary school. We did not know where the perpetrator was or how many there were, and it's completely unrealistic to think that an educator with a gun would have been able to take down the gunman without interfering with law enforcement's response. And this is a key statement she makes in her letter. This is not the movies. In 5 minutes, 26 people were dead in our school, 20 first graders and 6 adults. Unsecured guns carried by individuals could be left unattended or accidentally discharged or wrestled away from the carrier, and all of those pose significant risk to children and adults alike. So these are the words of someone who actually lived through a horrific shooting in a school setting. And her words tell it far more strongly than I could that this is just a bad idea. I'm sure there are people who envision a scenario, and you hear this from gun advocates all the time about good guys with guns taking down bad guys with guns. But if you look at Columbine or look at Virginia Tech or Fort Hood, Texas, or Columbine, there were armed security and police, and in the case of Fort Hood, it was a military base. In those situations, there was difficulty to identify and stop an active shooter. So we really need to change the conversation. We need to change to find ways to keep guns out of schools except in the hands of appropriately trained school resource officers or school security personnel. The answer to keeping schools safe is not more guns, it's less.
Yeah. You know, the part where this isn't the movies, I think that's important to point out to people, because you're right. I can't tell you how many gun nut friends have given me their erotic X-rated fantasy of pulling out their big gun and taking out a bad guy. Because they've idealized all this, they've romanticized it to the point where, you know, it is a movie that they constantly run through their heads, and I think that narrative plays here.
Well, again, the actual witness accounts of Sandy Hook and Columbine describe chaos and confusion, and not knowing where the perpetrators are or who the perpetrators were, and so, you know, yes. Very key. This is not the movies. It's not Clint Eastwood striding down a dusty Western movie set. It's a very confusing situation. And law enforcement officials basically reaffirmed the same thing, that the use of deadly force in an armed confrontation requires extensive and ongoing training. And the training that they're talking about for, with this bill is just that a teacher would meet the same kind of training requirements that, for example, a municipal police officer might. Well, that's really not sufficient. Even within law enforcement, there are there's very specialized training for this kind of scenario. And again, the unintended consequences that can happen, particularly if students were to gain access to a firearm that a teacher or another school staff person didn't properly secure, that's just posing a significant risk. It's increasing the danger in a school environment.
So what do we do? Last question I've got for you, because I'm sure there are a lot of parents out there, like I am, who go, look, you know, this stuff happens, and we don't we want to do everything we can to prevent it, but adding a gun to a classroom where kids are all around, especially young ones who are constantly touching teachers and stuff, the chance that something unfortunate could happen just seems to rise the more you put us in this situation. So what do we, the parents, do? What do we do?
Well, I think number one is teachers and parents and grandparents and taxpayers need to make their voices heard. We need to speak up. In the case of Pennsylvania, although this legislation has passed the state Senate, does not necessarily mean it's going to become law. The House of Representatives has yet to indicate whether they plan to take up the measure. Governor Wolf has already indicated he opposes the measure and has indicated he would veto it if it reached his desk. So there's opportunity for people to speak up, make your voices heard.
Again, back to reaching out to your representatives and reach out and touch somebody, but in a good way. And thank goodness for Governor Wolf, another reason why 2018 so important here in Pennsylvania. I appreciate the time. I appreciate the thoughts. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thanks, Rick.
Always great talking with you. With Kiever. He's the communications director there at the Pennsylvania State Education Association. You want to check out their website, psea.org. We'll get a link at therickSmithShow.com. Quick break. Right back. Stick around. Listen to The Rick Smith Show.
It's easy to imagine there will be sorrow. Yeah, there will be sorrow. And there will be sorrow no more.
The Rick Smith Show. Changing America for the better.